Now, 2025 marked the deadliest year on our roads in 12 years, with 190 lives lost. This compares with 171 road deaths in 2024. The number of cyclists killed last year, the highest since 2017. The number of motorcyclist deaths, that was the highest since 2007. And bereaved families want the government to treat the rising number of fatalities as a greater priority. Minister of State with responsibility for road safety, Sean Canny, a very good afternoon to you.
Thank you, Marley.
190 people killed last year, the worst in recent memory. Would you acknowledge you and your government haven't done enough to address road fatalities?
Well, I would say since I came into office and this government, I've immersed myself in the whole area of this portfolio, which is road safety. I've had many meetings with the RSA, with road victims, families, representatives, with the Gardaí, with our own department and the Department of Justice. And we have been, I suppose, fighting to try and stem this carnage we have on the roads, we've had on the roads this year. And any life that's lost is one too many. And I just want to sympathise, first of all, with all the families of all the bereaved. And again, this weekend, we hear of a fatality in Longford and a fatality down in Kerry. And again, we see what's happening. And I suppose in light of the road conditions we have, I'd plead with everybody to drive safely on the roads.
But you mentioned, Minister, and I'll come to what measures are planned in a moment, but you mentioned road victims. The Road Victims Association Chief, Donna Price, she says there must be a greater urgency on this matter. So I go back to the original question. Would you say that you've treated this, you and your government, with enough urgency heretofore?
Absolutely. Since I came into the office, it has been my number one priority, and the record will show that I have done everything in my power, including bringing forward legislation which will be enacted this year to help with additional fines, to make it easier for enforcement to happen, and also to make sure that our roads are safer.
Are the numbers rising under your watch?
Well, the numbers are rising for a number of reasons, and I would say we have more cars on the road. And when you look at something that has come up this weekend, when you see the NCT say that 133,000 cars were found not to be roadworthy when they were tested, and my ask as of this morning is, where do they go when they leave the test centre? Do they go back out on the roads? Where do they go? What efforts are made to impound them and take them off the road?
What did you find out about that, about where they actually go?
Well, at the moment, I am stickers put on the windscreen, and then they go out, they're taken away by the owner, and that's basically as much as I can garnish at the moment.
Is that acceptable for you? Have you been given enough information?
Not at all. And basically, that's just part of the problem, is that we have reporting going on, even with the pulse system at the moment. When somebody is fined in court, it goes on to the pulse system, but to the local Gardaí in the local area, be alerted to something like that straight away. We have lots of things like that which we
have to... So as far as you know, Gardaí aren't alerted to those fines in a timely fashion?
Well, they should be notified straight away so that they know locally where they're at. And I think it's important that we continue to work with the Gardaí to make sure that we have an efficient enforcement, as well as an efficient system for testing, an efficient system for bringing education right back to the centre of all of this.
But those are two major loopholes, as far as you're aware at the moment, in relation to cars leaving the NCT centre, in relation to the information around fines. As far as you're concerned as Minister, not satisfactory this afternoon.
Not satisfactory, and I have already made arrangements to meet with the RSA Chief Executive and the Chair of the RSA. I've asked my staff to organise that for the week after next, so that I can sit down with them and start to also plan how we're going to reinvigorate the RSA to bring it back into an effective unit. And one of the things I will be doing with Minister O'Brien is looking at the numbers that are on the board. I think it's at a very low number at the moment, and we need to add more expertise to the board.
But you did decide to retain the RSA just a short few weeks ago, and now you're saying it's ineffective. You can see there's a slight contradiction there.
No, there's no contradiction. It needs to be reformed, and we can reform it under the present structures that are there. If I was to say we will split up the organisation into two different bodies, I would be talking about taking a legislative route, which would take up to 18 months to 2 years. I'm talking about an immediate emergency, which I have here, and I want to make sure that we can look and put in place the measures that we need to help reduce the fatalities and the collisions on our roads.
So to clarify, an emergency meeting in the coming days with the RSA to get things changed.
And I've been meeting with the RSA on a number of occasions since I came into office. I did direct them in relation to the driver testing time, which was 27 weeks. I also introduced a regulation in relation to learner permits and people continuing to renew the permits without actually doing the driving test. That loophole is now being closed off, and it is having the effect that more people are now applying for their test to get it done. We have other legislation which we have.
Yeah, and just to come in there on other legislation that you are proposing, you said in the Irish Times yesterday you're looking at plans, or the Irish Independent rather, for a graduated point system. For those who didn't see this, this would see the current rate of 3 points apply to a motorist who was, for example, caught driving at 65 kilometres per hour in a 60 kilometre per hour zone, rising up to 7 points for someone caught driving at 160 kilometres per hour in a 120 kilometres per hour zone. Now, these plans were shelved by previous administrations and ministers because they were deemed too complicated to implement. What's changed?
Well, I think what has changed, when you see at the very start, you said the increasing numbers of road deaths and collisions we have, and the amount of people who are seriously injured. We need to make sure that people who are breaking the law, and when you see report of people being caught at a speed of maybe twice the speed limit on a 100 kilometre road.
Yeah, I'm not disputing, Minister, that something needs to be done in relation to the numbers, but in relation to that particular proposal, the previous minister, Jack Chambers, tried to implement specific penalty points for bank holidays, and the legal advice that came back from the Attorney General was that legally that was not possible. So you seem to be implementing a similar measure here, and I'm asking, legally, are you sure it is possible to implement it, or would it not be too complicated?
Well, what we'll do is we will be looking at things we can bring in that are not complicated. And I think sometimes the problem we have is that we overcomplicate what we want to do. I want to say it very simply, that people who are out on the roads, who are breaking the law, there is a consequence. And the bigger the offence, the more severe the punishment will be. I think that is important, that we get that message out there. But I go back to the very start of it. We need to make sure that the legislation is there, that there is enforcement of the legislation, and that people understand what the rules and.
But are you proceeding? Are you pursuing those plans then in relation to the penalty points, the graduated system, even though previous ministers, James Lawless and Jack Chambers, have not gone through with them?
Yeah, well, what I would say to you is that there is no stone will be left unturned in terms of legislation as far as I'm concerned. And I will be and have had discussions in relation to legislation with Jim O'Callaghan as well. And I would like to just acknowledge the fact that we are working very closely together to put in place things that will be effective, including the Judge Horton findings in relation to the Shane O'Farrell tragedy, where people who are charged with dangerous driving and cannot be convicted, the jury cannot convict them on that.
And they are convicted, therefore, for careless driving. Jim O'Callaghan, I know you've expressed reservations before on this station in relation to some of the penalties imposed by the courts for fatal road traffic offences. Will we see increased sentences for careless and dangerous driving causing death this year in your new road traffic bill?
Well, what we will be doing is making sure that whatever legislation we bring in place will have the effect of making sure people who are breaking the law and who cause serious accidents and loss of life will be treated correctly.
So you will be looking at sentencing?
We will be looking at sentencing. We have to look at that. And I think when you talk to road victims representatives, one of the biggest sticking points that they have, and the thing that actually, I suppose, apart from the huge loss they have, is they feel that maybe the legislation has let them down, and the legal system has let them down, and let their family loved ones down as well. So that's why I am engaging with all of these people to make sure that whatever new legislation we bring in will be effective and will actually cut to the chase.
Legislation around e-scooters, they're banned from use on footpaths and users must be over 16 and cannot carry passengers. This only brought in 18 months ago, but you want to change it already. What exactly are you looking at?
Well, I think what we have to do here is that I see it myself where deliveries are happening on e-scooters, which shouldn't be happening. I see scooters up on footpaths. I see them in the towns and villages, and it's a new phenomena where people are using e-scooters. They're a machine. Then we need to have better regulation, and people and parents need to understand that if you're under 16, you should not be driving an e-scooter. So I would ask parents to look at this as well, because anybody under 16 is illegally or outside regulation to be driving an e-scooter.
So are you looking at an education campaign, greater enforcement, or are you going to change the age limit? What specifically are you looking to change?
Specifically, I think number one, it's we need education, which we're doing, but not doing enough of it in our schools. We need to make sure that our road safety officers and the local authorities are well equipped to get out there to talk to students in national schools and secondary schools, TY. We need to be using the education training boards to also instill the whole issue of road safety as part of the training process. There's a lot we can do. There's a lot of opportunities there in terms of awareness, especially with young people. Even the sporting bodies, I would be hoping that we will be able to get their support to actually make road safety an agenda item right across all sporting organisations when they meet.
And very briefly, Minister, the Mercosur trade deal, I expected this deal will now be signed off perhaps as early as tomorrow week by the European Commission. You've had concerns before. Have they been addressed?
Well, the negotiations on the Mercosur deal are still going on. I know there are issues in relation to the quality of beef that would be coming into this country and how that compares with our beef.
Yeah, and just on that, it is expected Italy will withdraw its objection, so the deal will go through. So have your concerns about the quality of beef, have they been addressed?
To some extent, there have been, but we have to see the final version of what comes through. I will be in contact with the nursery people within government to see where that's at.
Did the Taoiseach tell you anything on those concerns being addressed? He seemed to suggest safeguards had been secured a few weeks ago.
Some safeguards had been secured a number of weeks ago. Discussions were still ongoing, and we will wait and see the outcome of that. And I will be talking to the Taoiseach about it. And I must say as well is that, and I've said this previously, that it is important that we have a level playing field when we're talking about the production and sale of our beef.
Okay, Minister Sean Canny and Independent Galway East TD, thanks very much for joining us on This Week This Afternoon. Up next, the government's new housing targets. Will they be hit next year?